rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rocks, here is Pastor Alan Ward.
Hey there, how you doing? Welcome to My Dad Rocks, a radio show featuring Christian rock and metal from the 80s and 90s. And hold on, because you are in for a rockin' show today with a very hard-hitting message. Now, this may hurt a little bit. You may have your toes stepped on, but think of it as a flu shot. You know, there's a little sting that comes from the needle, but it serves a greater purpose. The discomfort that you feel from the needle keeps you from experiencing a greater discomfort down the road. So if what you hear today causes you a little discomfort, then remember, like a doctor, I'm only trying to give you something that will keep you from experiencing a greater evil down the road. I'm trying to spare you from the torments of the fires of hell. So fasten your seatbelts, because here we go. Our theme today is from Matthew 4:23, which says, Jesus was going throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness, every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. The message of the gospel, the news about Jesus Christ, is a message about a king and a kingdom. When someone becomes a Christian, they're not simply getting a ticket to go to heaven. They're surrendering to a king, King Jesus, and they're entering into a kingdom, the kingdom of God. Baron Cross sings about this king in their song, King of Kings.
Yeah.
Hey, King of Kings by Baron Cross. What a great song that is. It's one of my favorite songs off the Atomic Arena CD they did. Listen, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and those who are loyal to their King desire His will to be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. The name of the next song is Let Your Kingdom Come by White Cross, and it comes from Matthew 6:10 that says, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's the disciples' prayer that the Lord taught them when they asked Him to teach them how to pray. And that prayer is the prayer of a person who submitted to the rule of Christ. They want God's will to be done above their own. Listen to White Hart sing about that in their song, Let the Kingdom Come.
Falling on my crown.
Let the Kingdom Come by White Hart. You know, Christianity is the invasion of God's kingdom on earth. The Bible tells us that Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," Matthew 4:17. The kingdom of God was there amongst them, and their responsibility was to repent, to turn from their life of sin and submit to King Jesus. And later on, when he was accused by the religious leaders of casting out demons by the power of Satan, he said, "But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." The kingdom of God was upon them. It was right there. Jesus made sure, though, that we understood that his kingdom was not a physical kingdom, but a spiritual kingdom. Jesus, having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, said in Luke 17:20, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'Look, there it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." In other words, it's within you. That Jesus reigns right now as King of Kings through the hearts of his people, true Christians, the church. But the problem is that we don't have a heart to submit to Christ. We want to, as White Hart just sang about, we crowned ourselves king, but we didn't see the trouble and the heartache and the sorrow that it would bring, as they sang about. That's our problem. We've crowned ourselves kings. We've made ourselves the Lord of our own lives, and that brings us trouble, pain, and sorrow in this life. And if we don't return to Christ and submit to him as king, that'll bring us eternal trouble, pain, and sorrow. And, you know, Christians are the soldiers of God's kingdom. I'm going to play three songs for you now that deal with this idea of a Christian being a soldier. We're going to hear from Striper, Leviticus, and Pillar. Here we go with Striper. Soldiers Under Command.
Thank you.
Striper with Soldiers Under Command. Now, listen to Leviticus, which was a Swedish Christian metal band in the early 80s with Let Me Fight.
You know it's time for us to step it up. Another level now, cause we finished warming up, so we rise up. Elevate the main stage, fill up with octane and fan the flame. We regain all the names the enemy took away. And like a green into battles who have no fear, we will draw near so that we can persevere like a gondolier. We headed straight to the top, non-stop, set shop at the top of the rock. You feel the aftershock after we rock the spot, cause you forgot these soldiers won't turn and walk. We take hard knocks, come back for more, cause we're hardcore. We fight for the one who died for, like Saigon, we on the front lines. Now we carry on to the end times. Out in the sword, we out in front of this marathon with no armor on. Stay strong, we'll
As you might have guessed, that was not a Swedish band, Christian metal band from the 80s. That was Pillar with Echelon. Apparently, I got my tracks out of order. I apologize unreservedly and beg your forgiveness. But hopefully, this will be Leviticus, the Swedish metal band. That was Leviticus with Let Me Fight. You know, all three of those songs, Striper, Soldiers Under Command, Leviticus, Let Me Fight, Pillar, Echelon, all deal with Christians as being soldiers for the kingdom of God. You know, Striper sang about having a two-edged sword in their hand. And that comes from Hebrews 4:12, which says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of the soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." The word of God is the only offensive weapon a believer in Christ has to conduct war on this earth. You see, the true kingdom of God is not advanced through physical armies. It's not, you know, carrying swords and guns and tanks or suicide bombers. It's advanced through the word of God, the Bible, going forth and conquering the hearts of men. So a true Christian wages war with the Bible, not with fist or with his anger. And here's Bloodgood with a song about another soldier, a soldier of peace, describing a Christian.
I'm a soldier of fire.
Soldier of Peace. That was Blood Good. Listen, they sang about being a soldier of fire, a soldier of passion, a soldier of darkness. But then they were changed by Christ and became a soldier of light, a soldier of peace, a soldier of light. The Bible declares that when a person becomes a Christian, if they truly become a Christian, they've been moved out of the kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of light. In Colossians 1:13, it says this, "For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son." And if we've been transferred into the kingdom of Christ, if we've been made citizens of heaven, then we are expected to live a certain way. The Apostle Paul said something to those in Thessalonica who had professed faith in Jesus Christ. He said, "I prayed for you so that you would walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory," 1 Thessalonians 2:12. But there are so many who name the name of Christ and say they believe in him, but they do not live like they do. And the sad reality is there are many people who think they are in the kingdom of God. Many think that they are going to heaven when they die, but they are not. Listen to what Wright Cross says about this in their song Shakedown.
One day soon we'll see. It's gonna be a shakedown. I wanna
was White Cross with Shakedown. You know, the bulk of that song came from Matthew 7, 21 through 24, where it says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." And then Jesus followed that up by saying, "Therefore, if everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on a rock." You know, if you say you're a Christian and yet you don't act on the words of Christ, then you are deceived and not a Christian at all, according to what Jesus said. And Jesus also said in his word, you know, he commanded us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together in Hebrews 10:25. That is, in other words, don't stop going to church. But among those who call themselves Christians, how few actually do what Jesus said? Jesus also said, "You've heard that it was said, if you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her is already committed adultery with her in his heart." Yet among those who call themselves Christians, how few act on what Jesus said? Jesus tells us in his word, "Do not get drunk with wine." But among those who claim they're Christians, how many still do? You know, the Apostle Paul declares the reality, the harsh reality, that while many claim to be Christian, they are actually enemies of the cross of Christ. He said in Philippians 3:18, "For many walk, of whom I've often told you and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, whose glory is their shame, who set their minds on earthly things." They may call themselves Christians, but they live for the things of the world, and therefore they're actually enemies of the cross of Christ. And in James chapter 4, verse 4, it says, "Do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Yet we have so many people who claim to be Christians who are trying to be familiar with the things of the world. They're more interested in the things of the world than they are in the things of God. They would rather spend several hours trying to win some money than 1 hour trying to learn more about God in church. You see, a true Christian lives for God and not the things of the world. And Mastodon sings a song about this called "Living for You." Living for You, that was Mastodon. You know what? It's all or nothing with God. You know, we must trade the world for heaven. And if a person is truly a Christian, then their minds are set on the things of heaven. They're set on something other than the things of the earth. In fact, it's a test that we shows us whether or not we're truly a Christian. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 3, he said, "Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you've died and your life is hidden with Christ in God." You know, but most people fall for the lies of the devil, and they believe that there is something to be gained from the world. They believe there's more to be gained from the world than there's to be gained from God. Listen to White Cross as they sing about this deception in their song, "No Way I'm Going Down."
Only once, only twice, that's the last time I'm taking you.
White Cross with No Way I'm Going Down. You know, there's so many people who fall for the lies of the devil, and that's what they sang about. He said, you know, I didn't believe that I was bound by sin. You never let on about the shape I was in, talking about the devil. The devil whispers to our hearts, and he tells us, you know, it's enough just to say you believe in God. You don't have to get all serious about Jesus Christ. You don't have to give up your whole life. You don't have to get radical for God. He's happy with just you saying that you believe in him. You know what? That's a lie from the devil. And White Cross sang about that. He's trying to take you down to hell with him. And he's hypnotized you, as they sang. He's hypnotized you, had you going with his big disguise. No wonder they call him the father of lies. That's what he is. And if you want heaven, you can't believe those lies. You can't believe what he sells you, that the world is more important than God, that the things of the world are more pleasurable than God. You can't believe that. It's not true. You can't hold on to anything that he says. It's an illusion. It's a lie. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 13:44, it describes the kingdom of heaven. It says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid again, and from joy over it goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. You see, that man realized that the treasure that he found in the kingdom of heaven was greater than all the treasures that he had, all that he owned, all that he possessed. He sold it all to get that treasure. And that's what happens when a person sees Jesus Christ as the greatest treasure in the universe, which he is. They see him as more important than anything that they have, any relationship that they have, any pleasure they get, fleeting pleasure they get from sin. They see him as being superior, and they let go of everything else and embrace him. Well, Pillar sings about how people can do just enough to get by. They think they're doing just enough to get by, rather, and they think they're okay. And here's Pillar with their song, Just to Get By. Hey, that was Biller with Just to Get By. And I think they have a little thing here. Yes, they do. Yeah, a little military touch in there to back up the theme of Echelon, which they sang about earlier on that album. You know what? They said, you know, since you can't see him, maybe you think that he can't see you. That's not true. God sees everything. And you know what? The only thing that's important for you to concentrate on is what Jesus said in Matthew 6:33. He said, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. That's really all you need to do. Just focus on God's kingdom and his righteousness, and he'll take care of everything else. You know, you're a soldier under command, whether you realize it or not. You're either fighting for Christ and his kingdom, or you're fighting for the devil and his kingdom. Which kingdom do you serve? And I'll leave you with that thought as we close. I want to invite you out to church if you're living here in Sandpoint. Sunday mornings at 10 is Bible study, 11 o'clock worship. Thanks, and until then, I'll see you later.